So, as I said, this afternoon we'll have a guided meditation. And this afternoon, what I'd like to look at is another one of the attitudes and qualities of heart and mind that the Buddha very much encouraged us to cultivate as part of our practice. And today I'd like to look at appreciative joy. When we have a lot of challenge and difficulty in our life, one of the things that can very easily get squeezed out is that connection with joy, that sense of joy in our life. Particularly as we have, many of us, a habit of what one of my teachers, Rod Bobbio, called as joining the dots. So I don't know if you might remember those books. I don't know if they're still available, but you used to get where you had pictures, which were lots of numbered dots, and you had to join the dots to find the picture, and then you could color it in. And he talked about how our experience can be like that a lot of the time, that we join the dots between the parts of our experience that really stand out to us, and that colors how we perceive our day. So if we've had a lot of challenge and difficulty in a day, we join those dots and perceive our day as being challenging or difficult, and often overlook all those spaces in between where there actually might have been some ease or some peace. Maybe somebody did something nice for us that's just got lost in that tendency to join the dots and have this overarching perception of what our day and our experience has been like. So, really cultivating and attuning to this aspect of appreciation, gratitude, joyfulness is very nourishing for the being and very supportive in terms of our practice. It actually nourishes and supports us so that we can also turn to what is difficult. If we're only ever in contact with what is difficult, it can be very depleting. So it's the joy, that appreciation, that gratitude that can actually bring that sense of resourcing, of nourishment that supports us and gives us the ability to also meet what is difficult. So, a couple of things I'd like to mention in line with this. One is a little, just a recap of what I was saying this morning in terms of feeling tone. That part of our practice with feeling tone is attuning to actually those more subtle elements of what is pleasant in our experience. What can be so easily looked, because we have that negativity bias that means that we actually look for joy and happiness to be quite intense before it really registers. So, really noticing how ease, how peace, how the simple joys of life, a bird singing, the wind rustling in the trees, the sun on our skin, can be really peaceful, pleasant experiences if we allow ourselves to tune into them. Another practice that a lot of people feel very helpful in terms of actually inclining the mind to notice more of this aspect of our experience, to, if you like, prompt the mind to notice it more during the day, is to actually have a practice at the end of each evening to write down 5 or 10 things that we're appreciative of, that we're grateful for. And again, to really allow these to be the simple things of life. They don't need to be major things. It might be that somebody smiled and said a kind word to us. It might be that actually in a practice or in a meditation or in a moment in the day, there was just this releasing and relaxing, and we just felt this ease arising in the body. It might be something we did for someone else. Maybe we reached out to somebody we know who's having difficulty, and that appreciation of our own goodness and well-being that we could bring to somebody else. So really, that can be something to consider as a way of actually inclining the mind to notice more of this aspect of our experience during the day, as a way of cultivating an inclining of the mind to notice. And then we can actually cultivate it in terms of meditation. So yesterday we did the loving kindness, which was, if you like, flavored with compassion and equanimity. So those are the first three or three of these heart qualities that are very much we're encouraged to cultivate, but are also part of the natural blossoming of a heart that is starting to awaken. But also today, looking at this same practice, but towards appreciation and joy and gratitude. And part of this practice is also, as the Dalai Lama points out, that actually there are billions of opportunities to connect with joy throughout the day, because there is always someone in the world who's actually experiencing some well-being, something going well in their life, some success, some ease, something that's actually they are grateful for, and we can share in that. So part of this practice as well is actually that sense of opening out to that connectedness of how another's joy can also prompt a sense of appreciation and gratitude for us. So in terms of the practice, again, we can do this in different ways. If it's helpful, we can use phrases similar to yesterday in the loving kindness meditation I led. We can use particular phrases that prompt that sense of actually appreciation and gratitude and the joy, the simple joy that can arise with that. We can also use, if we're more that way inclined, imagery. So again, we might use something like a bright light or a lotus flower or something like that, that, if you like, stands for that quality, and then allowing that to radiate throughout the being. Or again, a third option is more kinesthetic. So we might actually have a particular memory or a particular connection with someone or something that actually instills a certain degree of appreciation, of gratitude, of joy, which we can tap into as a felt sense and then allow that to actually blossom, to grow in our experience. I'm going to use some phrases. And again, my encouragement is, if the phrases don't speak to you, to really find phrases that do speak to you. So there's nothing particularly special about the phrases I will use. But the phrases I will use are actually slightly more generic, because the specificities in each and every one of our lives of things that we are grateful for or we appreciate are necessarily different. So you might want to actually pinpoint some things, particularly when we're doing this towards ourselves, that are actually some things in your life that are more specific, that you are appreciative of or more grateful for. If the phrases I use do resonate with you and work for you, then please do use those. And as before, if you're using an imagery or a kinesthetic sense, just feel free to let my voice be something in the background and to just really focus in on your own practice. So again, the invitation is to find a comfortable posture. And just taking some time to ground the experience, whatever that means for you. So to bring the attention down to that sense of the body supported by the earth. That feeling, however you experienced it, of stability and balance from being held by the earth. And you might just also, as you do that, if you have some sense of feeling into that, have a sense of appreciation for that support of the earth. How we can release the weight of the body to be held and supported by the earth. And then opening the attention out to the felt sense of the whole body, the space, the posture that it's taking up. Just noticing how this body is right now. Allowing it to be just as it is. Meeting it with kindness, with allowing. And seeing if we can also have some sense of appreciation and gratitude for this body. Even though at times it may feel like it doesn't work in the way we might wish, this body is the vehicle for our practice. Without this body, we could not be here together, cultivating and meeting our lives as they unfold. Appreciation, joy, is not in conflict with affliction, with distress, but rather they can coexist. Even in the midst of what is difficult, there is the opportunity to also cultivate an appreciation and a gratitude for what is a source of well-being in our lives and in others' lives. And if it's helpful, using the phrases, I appreciate the good-heartedness of my intentions. Really acknowledging and recognizing our intentions of non-harming, of cultivating what is lovely, what is wholesome, is something to appreciate. I am grateful for peace and well-being that is also part of my life. I rejoice in my potential for freedom. I appreciate the good-heartedness of my intentions. I am grateful for the peace and well-being in my life. I rejoice in my potential for freedom. And just notice if there's a part of the mind that does that yes, but. Yes, but I'm not always. Yes, but I have a lot of difficulty. We're not dismissing that part of our experience, but we're actually cultivating an acknowledgement, an appreciation, a gratitude. Well, that is actually to be appreciated and grateful for in our lives. I appreciate the good-heartedness of my intentions. I am grateful for the peace and well-being in my life. I rejoice in my potential for freedom. I appreciate my good-hearted intentions. I am grateful for the peace and well-being in my life. I rejoice in my potential for freedom. And expanding the attention out to include our community of practice here. And just connecting with any sense of appreciation or gratitude for each person's presence. The mutual support we give each other by showing up. Any sense of appreciation or gratitude for the sharing. Gratitude for the sense of mutual care and understanding. Noticing how it feels in the body, in the heart, in the mind, as you open as much as is possible in this moment, to that sense of appreciation and gratitude for each other. And if it helps, you can bring the phrases. I appreciate the good-heartedness of our intentions. I am grateful for the peace and well-being in our lives. I rejoice in our potential for freedom. I appreciate the good-heartedness of our intentions. I'm grateful for the peace and well-being in our lives. I rejoice in our potential for freedom. expanding the attention further to include our circle of family, friends, carers. Acknowledging what it is we appreciate and are grateful for in their lives. I appreciate the good-heartedness of your intentions. I'm grateful for the peace and well-being in your lives. I rejoice in your potential for freedom. I appreciate the good-heartedness of your intentions. I am grateful for the peace and well-being in your lives. I'm expanding the attention out. Just feeling into that sense of appreciation, of gratitude, of rejoicing for all that is beautiful, well, and joyful in the world. So, allowing that sense of appreciation and gratitude to just radiate out to all beings before us, not needing to force it, just allowing a natural sense of radiation, of appreciation, of gratitude in the joy and well-being of beings to radiate from the heart to the front, to the right, so including more beings. Behind us, and to the left, above and below, rejoicing in the good-heartedness, the well-being, the peace, the joy that beings everywhere experience as part of their life, and many are experiencing right now. I appreciate the good-heartedness of all beings' intentions. I'm grateful for the peace, well-being, and joy that all beings experience. I rejoice in the potential for freedom that is all beings' birthright. Allowing our hearts to be touched by all that is whole and well and beautiful in this world. Allowing the appreciation and gratitude for that to radiate out into the world. And when you're ready, just bringing the attention back to yourself. And if it feels helpful, maybe placing your hand on your heart, acknowledging the tender heart touched by this intention to cultivate appreciative joy and gratitude in our lives. Just noticing what's the quality of the heart mind. What's the felt sense in the body right now? So we have time now for movement practice, and we'll gather together again at 4:15.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.